It's the season premiere of Laverne and Shirley.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him.
I love the turn in that. When he had, no, I wasn't, but I studied.
No, I wasn't. I'm Eugene Levy. Had an idea right before I came in here. Didn't discuss it with you guys on the pre-show, but this is for, we've been taking to spotlighting during our comments the super chats when people want to participate.
Sure.
Today, for any super chat above the value of 10 American dollars,
right,
I'll even take $9.99, Rob and I will go full Jerry, which means, and it's the full Jerry, which is the hey lady Jerry, which we won't do for you right now.
You have to earn it.
You have to earn it. If you give us a super chat today, we will go full Jerry with the suit, which is the silly Jerry, you know, the
set
and blah, 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 you know, that thing.
I know you're setting up Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
Do you just want to make it Jerry Day and you can change your Jerry for every donation?
I have one that I'd love to hear you do because he looked pretty old on TV this week. I'd like to hear you do Jerry Jones.
Like any Jerry?
You've got Jerry Jones, you got Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
There's,
but, you
Jerry
know,
Springer.
I don't know. I like that. The thing about it is that this is the idea watching one of my football blogs when they were so depressed about the Giants losing. But when they would get that, they had a little slogan that they do, beat 'em all, beat 'em, when they would get one of their super chats.
Right.
And that's how they goosed them. Let's see how how arrogant am I?
No.
If we get our first $9.99 or better super chat,
right,
if we go full Jerry. By the way, folks, we're doing this because we have I have been doing something I don't do normally, and that's mathematics.
Okay.
The mathematics show that this is very, very beneficial to the bottom line. If we can...
What math equation did you run
in
your head?
I've used the podcaster's algorithm.
Okay. Okay.
I've used the podcaster's algorithm that has determined that if I get one of these, and it's tough in the 4 o'clock taping that we normally do because that's not when we have as many people because it's a different start time and people are creatures of habit. However, I will tell you that the podcaster's algorithm says if we can generate $50 in super chats per show, we will be able to continue doing the show till the end of the week.
Well, did you get your card this morning? Because it is International Podcast Day.
Yes.
It is International Podcast Day. I had no idea. Do you have any statistics regarding podcasting that you would like to share?
I do not have any prepared stats.
All right. Bruins Rules says, I was told there wouldn't be math on today's program.
Today is not just National Podcast Day, Mike, though.
What?
Today is my son's 23rd birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robert the Third.
Happy birthday
to you.
Yay.
Hey, we hit a harmony there. We hit a harmony.
I got to applaud you for making the tempo match because it's hard to sing because we're on different feeds. You made it easy for me. I appreciate it.
He is 23.
Mm-hmm.
He is 23 today.
And to put it
wonderful
into
wonderful boy with a great attitude.
The best in the world. And to put it in perspective, he was born during the week that America had all their eyes on DC because of the DC sniper. So
that is such a great frame of, that was such a great time.
It was really
that
fine.
Is such a great frame of reference because that was post 9/11.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were scared to S.
Oh, we couldn't even get gas.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what was fun? Driving around a white van during that time. White construction van.
Did you
van.
Really drive a white van for work?
Oh, yeah. And I had stay-at-home moms that would see me drive past their house and call the police, and I was stopped more than once just to make sure I'm not the sniper.
It is so horrifying. And it touched everybody. One of the Home Depot or Lowe's, where I guess it was a Home Depot, was about 600 yards from my dad's condo. So it was everywhere. And the one thing I do remember is that sitting there with my wife, holding my newborn son, and watching Mike Buchanan lose his mind on television about the sniper. It was so great. It truly was. And I love the fact that so many listeners have been with us, gosh, since he was born. And I really appreciate all the love they've shown him. Just for a second, just brief, this I always like to play because it sort of embarrasses him a little bit, but in the best way. The first song he knew all the words to, Josh, was a Beatles song, All My Loving. And he trusted me enough to let me record him singing it.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, always be true.
Did you layer him?
Yep. As they did when they made the record.
I'm away, I'll ride home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you.
Tell me that's not adorable.
I could listen to that all day long.
Anyway, I love you, Robert.
So how old when he did that? How old when he recorded that?
22. No, he was probably about three or four when he did that. But he learned the lyrics not because we set out to have him learn it. He just picked them up.
Can I just say something about the Super Chats for a second?
Yeah, please.
I really want to do it because I think once we do it... Once we do it, we're really going to get a response. But we can't do it until we get a super chat of at least $9.99. If we don't get one, we're not going to be able to do it. If we do it, we're going to get multiples. That's just my opinion. We know we have a small group in the chat. We know that, all right? This is not a football podcast that has, thousands of people dropping by. So we really need someone to step up. And I'm noticing in the chat we have different people than we normally do in the morning taping. Mm-hmm. So that's my last beg that I'm going to do. I'm not proud. I don't care. We fund this way any way we can. No,
what I love is that you really, at this point, you like the money. You like the idea of getting a donation.
I do.
But you want to do Jerry.
Yeah, it's all
you
want to
do
now.
This. You really want to do this.
Great idea. Yeah. Hey, Josh, when I send you, since we're on the subject of our kids, when I send you a video and it says, this attachment may be too large, use mail drop. Can I use mail drop?
Yeah, use mail drop. Yeah. Right, yep, that's fine.
That'd be good for there.
I did.
Uh-oh, Mike. There you go when you do it with Georgie and Peck. And Mike. 1999 from Joel Rosenbaum.
Do I need to go? Because you did the donation and it makes it nice. I did the flavor.
We'd like to lady. Thank Georgie and Pinkton Sinclair and Joel Rosenbaum Danging and
Kevin Harding.
And Mike, it's such a joy and a thrill to have these marvelous people.
Marvelous. Just marvelous. All right, that's it.
That's all. You paid for it and you got it. Ladies and gentlemen, good job. It doesn't mean it can't come back.
No. Every day. All day today. That's that. Anytime we get one, we do it.
Just today, not every day.
Just today. No, today. Right. Today, every time we get one. Yeah. That's the way it's going
to
be.
And I do have to correct the fact that yesterday I said at Carla's new establishment, walk-ins are welcome. They are not. Please phone ahead.
Thank you.
I don't want to do any damage.
Did you get my video since we're talking about kids?
All right.
Rob, this was not the home run that my kid hit. This is a double. I apologize in advance because I am the videographer. Unfortunately, where all these games are usually recorded for posterity. The home run was not recorded. One of his other at-bats was. This is the uniform. This is the walk-up. This is me doing my best to get him on video.
Did you zoom in close enough to see his name embroidered on his glove?
He does not have his name embroidered on his glove.
Okay. But,
maybe right. Check the catcher for that.
Let's check out. This is my son for his travel baseball team, the 12-year-old.
He's number 75?
He's number 75. Yep.
Get out of the shot, loser.
It's our coach. It's our first base coach. Chill. All right. He's got a very chill approach at the plate.
Umpire's skinny.
Here we go. First pitch.
Wait for one you like, Michael. Wait for yours. Wait for yours.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Here we go. Go, go. This one's going to hit. Checks the third base coach. There he goes. Down the line. Down the line. Down the line. There he goes. There he goes. Gathering speed.
Way to go, Michael.
Good shot of the fence.
Way to go, Michael.
There it is.
My two favorite parts of that film, Mike, are the autofocus on the fence as he hits second, and also the fact you waited as long as you did to follow him from first to second. Well, that almost looked like a mounted shot.
Yeah, that was the impressive shot, is how still your camera was even after he hit the ball. You didn't move to chase the ball.
No. Right. No. No. I because what's the point? It's not going to work anyway. And,
no, but just naturally you move your head and you did not move the camera.
Pretty good,
good camera work.
Pretty good, because I knew that, you know, I wanted to get that that at bat, and I'll try. Look, there are so many people that record these things now that you know, hopefully it'll we'll get more of him in the
I've already seen the whole game, Mike. It's on the dark web.
No, they usually have a little mount.
It normally is.
They have a mount that a mount. Here I come to save the day. The one thing I didn't mention, and I don't know if people that have electric vehicles may want to commiserate on this at all, but I'm going to say that I noticed on my trip, I told a story about taking my kid across the state to another sporting event. I think it was a Florida Panthers hockey game, and how we were challenged not only to find the charging stations, but to, you know, get one that'll do it quickly. I'm here to tell you that not only one, but two. I found two. I found them easily. And
how did you find them?
The one was the lady when we checked in at the hotel said, oh, it's just one exit up. Go up to one exit. And it was, about a couple miles, but it was still go up and get it. And it was a fast charge. So in 20
when
minutes.
I was going to say, what is the, how long is a
20,
fast charge?
20, 30 minutes, full charge. That's it.
You're kidding.
Full
so it's
charge.
It's gotten a lot better.
It's gotten
in the
better.
Past
and
couple
then,
years.
Then.
So where was it, part of a gas station? Where was the charging unit?
It was in a little outlet mall area at the back of an outlet mall.
You could have plugged in, gone in and taken a
we
nice
walked
DM.
Around. We walked,
and then by
around.
The time you're done, your car's ready to go.
Yeah, we walked around the outlet, but it sucked. As far, we were looking for something to eat, and it had a food court that appeared to be somewhat abandoned.
Oh, yeah. Mall shopping's not the thing anymore.
Well, we
but
got a great outlet
funny,
mall
Mike?
Down here. If you come down to Fort Myers, we got one right near our house that's spectacular.
Isn't it funny that your charging station was at an outlet mall?
That's... Now, see, I would do the Jerry laugh during.
But
that
you
time.
Can't do that. You can't.
But I can't do that today unless no. we, you know, and I'm not going to.
$9.99 turns on that switch.
But I'm. Stop it. We've goosed enough. I think
all right. I'm just remind. I mean, if they're just joining us live, they need to know the rules.
Now, the benefits of this to the show are multifold.
Thank you.
To the charging. Or to the super chat.
To the super chat, simply because
everything.
Not
is.
Only do we get money going into the coffers, but I love doing it today. If I did it 100 times, blind them all.
Rock of I, your baby, with a Dixie melody. La la yeah.
We want to thank Shafrin Slim and Twang and
in all joy and seriousness and all thing good, Jim Shafrin good for 29.
Earl Scheib will paint any car, any color for that amount and glanging.
Scheib and Lang.
to
I can't believe you charge your car in 30 minutes. That's fast.
So then I dropped him off early in the morning for the pregame at 7. The game was going to start at 8. I said, I'll be back. I'm going to go find a charger. And I did it on my own map, and I found it literally 2/10 of a mile up the road, another fast charger. And I was at 85% in no time.
And
ready
what is
to
the
go home.
Shopping district for this one?
Yeah,
this was a Wawa parking lot.
Wawa is a great outfit.
Yeah, that's not a bad spot to spend 20 minutes. Mm-mm.
So that was it. I was thrilled.
And
I was
it was
thrilled
so
to
close
that
they probably should run a cable from the Wawa to the field.
Mm-hmm.
2/10 of a mile is not that far.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
why not? What is somebody saying to me here? Okay.
Is that a super chat personally?
No, I'm sorry. My apologies. I have to turn it off. I'm sorry.
Mike, when you silence your phone.
I'd like to explain that I'm somewhat of a political activist.
I understand.
And there's an awful lot of goings on right now. There's a lot of excitement. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say the quickest way to get me off your list is to, just do that. Send that to me during
text during the show.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, which I really punted yesterday because I should have spent more time thinking about it, is the Ryder Cup and the behavior and the idea of, how embarrassing it really, really is.
For a nation, it truly is.
It is really, and I
have a clip here of Rory talking about it afterwards.
Let's take a look at that. This is Rory McIlroy talking about
the behavior. Ever accept that in golf? I think golf should be held to a higher standard than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. Sometimes this week we didn't see that. So, this should not be what is acceptable in the Ryder Cup. We will be making sure to say to our fans in Ireland in 2027 that, what happened here this week is not acceptable. And it's, come and support your home team. Come and support your team. I think if I was an American, I would be annoyed that people, I didn't hear a lot of shouts for Scotty today, but I heard a lot of shouts against me. And it's like, support your players. That's the thing. So, look, it was a rough week for all of us. But at the same time, we shut them up by our performance and how we played. And we tried to, I chirped back a few times because it got to me a few times, but we tried to handle everything that came our way with class and poise. And for the most part, I felt like we did that.
His response was measured, and it wasn't all the time out on the course, and I could not blame him one little bit for the heckling. When you're heckling the wives and you're heckling the players, and what he said about rooting for your own team and getting excited for your own team, there are many, 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 many sports where heckling is part of the deal. Baseball, football, scream. But all of sport in recent memory has become a very significant look at me moment.
Oh, of course.
And that's when it started going down the crapper as far as behavior. Has there been bad behavior in stadiums and sporting events forever? Yes.
Yeah.
There has. Is the look at me mentality now more crazy than it's ever been? Yes.
Yeah.
Is the Ryder Cup fan reaction when they are screaming obscenities at the opposing players when they're trying to hit a golf shot embarrassing? It is completely embarrassing.
Was the crowd different this year than previous?
It's ramped up. It's a Long Island crowd. It's ramped up steadily as it's gone on and on and on. And it's been a real, it's a very, very spirited competition, but it went over the top. And it just got to a point where, you know, enough is enough. And I think it was just Rich Eisen, who was on his show, looking at the camera, said, if you're one of the guys that's doing that, you're a loser.
Yeah.
You are a loser. The guys that scream in a golf match, you're losers. This is you're so not into the sport that you obviously paid to get in to watch that you want it to be about you. And you could give two S's about the competition at hand, which is the if you're a real fan of the sport, that's what you're there. Now, when I've been in crowds at baseball games and football games and booed when I've been unhappy, that's part of the deal. It's a much different environment. In the golf world, it's a concentration game that you actually have signs that the marshals have that put to say quiet when you get ready to hit a shot, similar to tennis, the luxury sports, as we want to call them.
Sure.
But it's just, it's so embarrassing that this happened. And, you know, it's what, I got news for you. I love the United States. I really do. But as I said to some people I pissed off today, I said, what do you expect? Look what we are now.
Yeah.
Look what we are now. It filters down. And it's just,
it's sad.
I mean, in the news today, I'll have an example of another Karen taking something from a kid. Our behavior is becoming more and more childlike. We don't know how to behave. We don't know how to show any class or dignity. You
all know me, and I'm a casual sports
fan. You're Rob Spiewak. I know you.
Yes, I know. I thought you know what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. But golf was always on in the house when I grew up, so I have a certain appreciation for watching golf on television. A lot of golfers in my family. And I always appreciated the decorum of it because that's why when it's in a movie or something happened, your Caddyshack, your Happy Gilmore, it's especially funny because it doesn't happen in real life. When it happens in real life, it's bothersome and upsetting. I mean, and it started, I guess, with the guy in the rainbow wig and John 3:16. And then, Mike, I know you personally hate "You're the man."
You're the
after
man.
Every shot, which
yeah, because
again,
they have. There is no more concern with that person over the competition. None.
No.
None whatsoever. And when I go to an event, when I lay down money to go get a ticket to something, I want to see the game. I want to see the. That's what I care about, and it's just evolved into where that's the only thing. And obviously, alcohol makes it more of a thing. Yeah,
it's the event to be at, and the alcohol.
Yeah,
it's the event that you see. Where every college game celebration has been not storm the court in celebration, but storm the court and let's destroy something.
Yeah, it's fuel.
And it's gotten
nightmare
worse and
fuel.
Worse.
Yeah.
It's going in that direction. And I don't see an end to that. I'll tell you, thanks to our listeners, the greatest thing that listeners ever did for me, and they did a lot of things for Rob as well, Josh, but the greatest thing they did for me was I got to go to a Masters Sunday, and it was – I would get emotional telling people about it because the listeners did it. And this goes back a long way, 2017. This is when that
God,
happened.
Was it that long ago?
Isn't that hard to believe that it was? Sergio Garcia won the Masters. They don't allow it. Mm-hmm. And it's great because if you pipe up, you say anything out loud, you're gone.
Is there anything else?
Any questions
they
asked.
Don't allow there, or any people? I'm just curious.
That's like the old joke we used to do, the old racist joke
do. Exactly.
I will say that they manage everything. I don't think you're allowed to have your phones there.
They check your phone, right?
They check your phone when you get in, and it's just great. It's great because people behave. I would be more than willing to have that done at every single sporting event I attend. It would never bother me because I am someone who goes to the event. And do I love to cheer for my team? Yeah, don't take that away. Let us cheer when something good happens for your team. But as far as all the other BS, where the childlike stuff, I've almost come to blows with people inside of stadiums that were heckling players. There was a couple of Yankee fans that went to a Minnesota Twins game and were heckling Kevin Youkilis. This is how long ago this was. Kevin Youkilis, long since retired, now a broadcaster, played for the Yankees, as a matter of fact, but he was playing for the... And they're giving him... They're talking about his kids. And they're talking...
Not
and they
okay,
were
guys.
And I,
come
and
on.
I said, and I remember standing up and yelling at this guy, and I said, yeah, I'm talking to you. Sit down. And nothing more came of that, but I had a guy, this is back when I used to go to a lot of spring training baseball, and there was a firefighter, a Boston firefighter that came up to me, was like 6'4", and he comes in, he goes, hey, I want to tell you something. I said, yes?
Yes, sir.
This was like the next day. He said, I saw what you did with that guy. Just so you know, you had backup.
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Which was fun. Yeah. But these guys that do this, they're always the same type. You know what I mean?
There's some excitement in Tampa because they just got approved for their new ownership group for the Tampa Bay Rays. And one of the members of that ownership group is the chairman of Augusta National.
Wow.
So there's hope to bring some of that civility to the Rays.
You the man. You the man. I love the Masters Teddy Bear. I'm going to sing the Bulldog.
You know I can't smile without you.
You can't smile without you. Can't sing.
Can't smile.
Blinging.
What a marvelous thing that Terry Lettich did.
Thank you, Terry Lettichlinston Bling.
That's what we do when we get super chat.
That's why we still observe decorum on a golf course.
We do.
Yeah.
That is not running anybody down. That is simply what we're doing today.
How do
you
feel? How do you feel in an event when they take your cell phone?
I remember it was a thing. I think we knew about it, so we didn't even bring it out of the hotel. So we knew that was going on.
Okay.
But
because I know a lot of comedians
and
now,
you dump them, and you can collect them. Yeah, yeah. Amy Schumer's the first one. I didn't like it when she did it.
But you know what's funny is that Paul is doing apparently the last leg of his last tour of his life. Paul McCartney, believe it when I see it.
Who?
But Paul McCartney. He was a member of the British rock band The Beatles.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. He did a pop-up getting ready in San Bernardino, and they confiscated all the phones.
Did they take the phones, or did they put them in the little lockbox and you hold the little bag around?
I think that's what it was.
In 2017, they had them, they collected them, and you could get them back.
Yeah. That worked. I was thinking that, you know, it used to be the only thing you brought to a concert was a lighter because, you know, you hold it up, and now people do it with their phones. It, to me, is distracting enough when other people are using their phones during a concert. I mean, and I'm guilty of it, too, because you want to have it capture a memory.
I get it.
But you get so removed from the moment, I'm okay with it, you know?
And that is why those stupid camera glasses intrigue me.
Because
there's times where I would have wanted to be able to record something in a baseball game, but I'm way too distracted in watching the actual game that I don't want to pull out my phone.
Do they work when you're doing that?
Yes.
They didn't work for Mr. Zuckerberg when he put them out, but they'll work for Josh.
Well, okay. But just record video, they work pretty well.
But getting back to the behavior, I'm fine with it. If we can't do it, let's make it old school. Let's get the money. By the way, that you got security at these events. You got the people that are in charge. They do it at Augusta. Do it everywhere else. Get those mooks out of that.
Hi, ho, ho. Hi, 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 hi. Excuse me, Mr. Security Guard, with your nightstick, and you're going to get me. I got so much bumping on the head with the nightstick and security.
So, yeah, take the phones. Take them.
Thanks, Reese.
But, yeah, Mike, you're right. If we can't, it goes back to something we've all heard our whole lives.
You know, I don't know
this is why
we're having a serious discussion about behavior, and then every 5 minutes we're doing.
Mike, this is why we can't have nice things. Because you go and you yell on a golf course. That's not what you do.
By the way, for both of you, you're welcome. I knew this was a great idea.
Keep the ideas coming, Mike.
I knew this was a great idea. By the way, I can linger a little bit. I can give a little, after the fact. I'm very excited about it. I'm very, very excited.
Everything is good. I love
this. This is a very special day today. So
Do you think would golf suffer if they took away the gallery and just made it a pure television event?
Oh, God, it would be terrible if there was not a gallery. It would be horrible. Yeah, yeah. The whole thing is the guy. The whole thing is on, you know, U.S. Open Day where you hear the roars from other parts of the course to know something's going on. You know, we've seen it with COVID. We saw golf without galleries.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Mm-hmm.
All sports without a gallery is the worst. But when you've got people, that there's just no... You know, people aren't going to police other people in that environment. They're not going to do it. And the whole idea of this mixing, you know, anybody that would label that, I'm just being patriotic. F you and your families, too. You're not being patriotic.
You're
Come
not.
On now.
The way to be patriotic is to represent your country well.
Yeah. And I hope that they do get it in Ireland. You know, and when it moves over there, I really, really hope that they show us something. I really do. And God, I'd love to go. God,
I don't know.
I might go. I might
but
go.
But a bunch
to that
of
one.
Irish people yelling would be fun to watch.
It'd be different.
It'd be different. Well, it'd be entertaining.
Hold on a second, Dr. Rolando. Oh, yeah. Rock-a-bye, your baby.
We really should discuss talking. We're not going to talk about singing.
I'm not going to talk about singing. I'm not going to talk about singing.
Yes.
Bling the la play.
I hope Dean dies.
Thank you, Dr. Rolando.
What kind of doctor are you?
I think an eye doctor.
I see him. So, America, get wise.
All right, I fear that I may begin to hate what I created here.
Mike, it's what you do. Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes, I've created a monster.
He's alive.
I've created a monster now. I'm getting tired of doing it, but that makes I made the rules, so there it is. I have it for you, yes.
I think the loudest roar I ever heard at a golf tournament was when Pat Summerall had a stroke. And everyone just burst out cheering.
Would you like, Josh, this won't make, because we're on the subject, we do have just a couple of seconds here.
Yeah, assess
the
all
greatest
time.
Moment at the Masters.
Of course.
This is Tiger Woods on 16 at the Masters, chipping in for a birdie on the par 3 at number 16. This is the greatest Masters shot, in my humble opinion, if Josh can find it. Let me see. Greg Sadler says, shut the F up. You have driven Jerry Lewis into the ground. God damn you three are annoying.
May I address Greg on that? We kept Jerry Lewis alive for years on this show, Greggy, because we kept him in the national consciousness. And if you don't like that, you know, we love our listeners, but we don't like Greg Sadler. So take your ball and go away, because what you say is wrong.
Now, Greg, if you would like to send a super chat to match everything that's already been said, we can shut it down.
Well,
that's
would that right. super? How much would that cost our friend Greg? We'll maintain decorum after that. But it's going to take away the
fun. It'll take $150.
$150. Greg, you get your wish. Otherwise, we're going to keep doing Jerry. So, what do you think about that? Telling me to F. Shut the F up, I would say to you, Mr. Sadler. By the way, that's an interesting name, Sadler. Opiate peddler!
Wow, I didn't think that.
Right? Wasn't that the name of the family? Wasn't that the Sadlers? Weren't they the people
that.
from Oxy?
Was it Sadler?
Oh, Sackler.
Maybe?
I think Sackler, it was Sacklers. Yes. Damn it.
But that's okay.
Right. If you put a T in that name, you get Stadler.
Yeah, oh, like Craig Stadler.
And I got in trouble at a golf country club for making fart sounds in the clubhouse when my friend, the late Jimmy Cover, and I were making fart sounds because we were a little tipsy.
That's worth every it,
time,
though.
And every time, God, you know what? I wish none
that
of you.
Been,
yes.
Younger you could have been at the Ryder Cup this weekend.
Yeah, could have been.
Because you
behave worse. But this guy...
He was controlled.
First of all, died way, 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 way too young. Cancer. And like in his early 40s. And I will tell you, we were in the clubhouse. And every time... For those of you that don't follow golf, every time Craig Sadler, who is fat, was putting, Jimmy and I would go... And... There were tears coming out, and then I got a letter about it, because we were, I think, drinking a little Irish whiskey and watching the tournament. And it's like, now Stadler has a 5-foot putt, and Jimmy and I are going.
And that's, I mean, that's what's separate. You're watching it on television. Him. Yeah, yeah, I know. You said that the people at Happy Valley were dissatisfied with you today.
Yeah, because I kind of made a front. Well, that's what we are. Look at the top. Okay. Is that decorum? Is that behavior? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I didn't get yelled at or anything, but it was just, right. I just heard somebody railing against it. I said, okay, all right. Well, yeah. If you feel enough. I shouldn't have made it that way. That was my fault, you know? All right, let me see. Lewis thing is effing ridiculous. It's the worst thing I've heard on a podcast in so long. It makes his show absolutely unbearable.
I wonder what the worst thing you heard in a podcast before that was.
You know,
can you tell us, Mark, what really you hated up until this? Because I'm dying to know.
Right.
You know, at Ryder, it was a small group of people that ruined it for everyone.
Yes.
And I think we're having the same issue in the comments now.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
But and in the government.
It's fun because it's a controversy. Do we have the Tiger shot handy by any chance? The Tiger Woods shot on 16? Oops.
We don't.
I think
he just, Rob just froze for a minute.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
No, not a real, I think you just physically froze. I don't think the computer did.
Okay. Well, I was curious if he had
Are you having trouble finding the clip from the shot at the Masters? Because it was really
fun. Yeah, it's not, yes.
You're having trouble with it?
It could be, you know, CBS sits on a lot of footage that they don't allow.
His chip shot at the 16th hole. Yes, Cameron, that's the one I'm talking about. The chip shot. And by the way, because it's a while back, you know what's amazing to me, Rob, when you think about video quality from
what?
It's not that long ago. Video quality was garbage.
Horrible. You know? Oh, and this is bad news. Jim Phillips says I'm dead.
Rob's
dead. I don't know.
What's going on? What happened?
Why did they turn on us? Do I have the rest of the show off now?
Oh, Rob's dead, like his picture's dead or something?
I thought he meant physically.
Can you hear him? Can you hear him, Josh?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Rob shut up, everybody. Come on
and
now.
You know what? Let's settle down with some Tigers.
Thank you.
With Tiger Woods.
Oh, great.
Oh, he plays
great.
A Nike ball.
Look at that, right up against the collar, too. The play by play.
This is one of the toughest pitches on the entire place here.
Lundqvist, I think Lenny Watkins doing the color.
The slope. Mm-hmm. He's almost got to put it up to where you saw Trevor Immelman's ball come from to get it close.
Well, I am reminded of Davis Love here.
Great audio.
5 years ago.
Great audio.
Pitched in.
Yeah, he's a little bit further up, I think, than Davis was.
Yes, he is.
Got the same basic kind of shot. He's going to have to get it close, he's going to have to put it up into the slope.
Thank you, listeners.
Somewhat.
I've been there.
And, of course, it's made a lot tougher by having that second cut right behind the ball.
Love almost forces him. Yes. Look at that gallery.
I think to put it back,
polite.
He hit a low shot.
Yes.
He cannot.
Well,
put it up
they're
in the
thrown
air
out if they're not.
Yeah.
With the second cut that close behind the ball.
By the way, he's got to go all the way.
You can see him putting it back in his stance right here and picking the club up like he's going to hit right down on it.
And he's picked out a landing spot that is a good 25 feet above the hole.
Yeah.
There's a good chance he doesn't get this inside the Marco's ball.
It's so hard, and it's so steep. This is really good. Not a sound.
Here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Seen anything like that?
And that's why you need the crowd.
Man, oh man.
I agree.
Yep.
I mean, and you know what? That coverage with the silence leading up to it, it sucked me right back in again. How many times have I seen that clip? And it sucks you in because that's what the game is about, quiet and anticipation.
And speaking of suck me, I want to give a shout out to Mark Swanson right now. We have to take a break. We got more. We got some news coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
We do.
Looking forward to that. But this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. We all make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. It's also a lot of fun. Sports are better when you're invested. For example, you You can root for Saquon Barkley to have more or less than one rushing TD, or Joe Burrow with more or less than 2.5 passing TDs. Fun. I love it. And just like Charlie Sheen, I'm winning. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. So if you want to pick more on Josh Allen's pass yards, rush yards, and touchdowns, you can pick all of them in the same lineup, only on Prize Picks. You can even follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click, whether it's a friend, a celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like. Hit the follow button and check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. First, I want to tell you, there is a lot of stuff going on. Are you having trouble shutting your brain off at night? Souls Out of Office Gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, ladies and gentlemen. Quiet the noise and drift off naturally with the perfect mix of CBD and THC. They deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy when you want to fully unplug. Yes. Rob is in love with the 15s, or try their out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes
Mike,
so good.
True story. Sorry. I did not have the drink last night, but I did take a 15 and went on YouTube and watched about five Three Stooges shorts. Mm-hmm. Do you know how funny they are when you've had a nice soul gummy?
Oh, absolutely. They enhance
the
product.
Laugh out loud funny.
Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, crafted with wellness in mind so you can actually feel good about feeling good. Mm-hmm. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy, and nowadays that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS, for 30% off, and we thank you, GetSoul.
Soul. You gotta have soul. That's what I believe it was Billy Joel who said it's all about soul.
It's all about soul. Mickey D's, McDonald's just announced that they are bringing back their Monopoly game next week for the first time in 10 years.
I'm glad I saved all my cards.
Is it ruined? Is it like by the app or something now?
I
would assume it's ruined and digitalized.
I hold in my hand one of the longest stories I've ever had.
This is exciting.
Like on and on and on.
A great day to be here.
A lot of people think, isn't it a scam? Well, yes. Yes, it is. A lot of people spent a chunk of the COVID quarantine watching the HBO docuseries McMillions, which was about how the McDonald's Monopoly game was rigged between 1995 and 2001, not by Mickey D's, but by someone working for the company that made the game pieces. It's an interesting documentary. I did watch it. The game returned multiple times in the early 2000s up to through 2015, when it wasn't an illicit scam, but a more legitimate one. McDonald's has the approximate odds of winning various prizes buried in the official rules, and they're pretty hilarious. We have all of them.
Oh, great.
We have all of them right here.
Awesome.
A free small fry.
Yeah.
1 in 25 chance of getting a free small fry.
That is the biggest racket I've ever heard in my life. A fry costs them like 14 cents.
It should be noted your chances of winning any menu item are better, roughly 1 in 5. But the fries, a small fry, 1 in 25. Let's see. Let's move on here. Number two, the individual menu items, including the sandwiches and McNuggets, have odds between 1 in 25 and 1 in 98. The longest odds are actually for two chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Or a mini McFlurry.
Yeah, if the machine's working.
Right, that's the odd of the machine.
Yeah. You can also win. This is a complete commercial for McDonald's, but it's interesting.
It's
you
not
can also,
really.
No, but everyone got sucked into the Monopoly game, so it works for them.
You can tell me whenever you want to blow this story up, okay. I will stop. You can also win My McDonald's Rewards Points, You have one in 133 odds of scoring a 1,500-point prize, which is worth roughly $2.50. Worth it.
Yeah.
All the way up to a one in 1,591 chance of winning 6,000 points, which is worth about $10.
Mike, I'm sorry, but we're done.
Yeah. You should have started on the other side of that list. With Boardwalk and Park Place and the big prizes.
Well, the points, that's garbage to hand out points.
One in 60 billion chance of winning a vacation for four to a destination like Paris, London, Tokyo, Barcelona, or Maui.
You have more chances of being hit by lightning while you've contracted cancer than getting that to happen. Billion?
There are also dozens of long shot instant prizes available in the app. They range from $20 gift cards to Uber Eats and Ulta Beauty to $1 million in cash.
Stay away from app related games. Those are crooked. I guarantee it. Guarantee.
Yeah, just throw it in a slot machine.
Yeah, exactly. At least like you have a chance.
Like Lady Luck. Another slot influencer who has blown me off.
Oh, that's her name, Lady Luck?
Well, it's not a real name.
Well, I didn't think it was a real name.
It's not a real name, Mr.
Because
Man.
If it was, I mean, he'd almost have to do that. There was a guy on Facebook, and his name was Mr. Puppet, and he was writing about his job as a puppeteer, and I posted on his wall, what a coincidence that your name would be Puppet, and you chose a degree as a puppeteer. And he said, it's not my real name. Thank you, Mr. Puppet.
Thanks
it was fun.
Sad news in the celebrity marriages.
Oh,
Nicole
no.
Kidman and Keith Urban have gone splitsful after 19 years of marriage. It doesn't sound like anyone's filed for divorce yet. A source says, quote, sometimes relationships just run their course, adding that Nicole, quote, did not want the separation, was trying to save things. Nicole and Keith have allegedly been living apart since the beginning of summer, and Nicole's been caring for their two daughters, age 14 and 17. I'm sorry, I am on team Nicole always.
I think that Nicole Kidman should have done a short movie where she talks about the magic of marriage, like she did for the magic of movies. Did you ever see that in a theater? I guess
I've seen everything AMC she's ever done.
Yes,
including Eyes Wide Shut.
Big yes, that's a, you know that. What that is, Mike? That's a saucy movie.
It is indeed. Another source says, quote, Nicole's holding the family together through this. And nobody knows that or not. Stop it. Shut up.
Not real hard to care for a 17-year-old, by the way.
Keith has also allegedly moved out of their Nashville home and bought his own in the city. City of Nashville? I guess so. Their separation isn't a total surprise. There were recent rumors of their relationship status when Nicole filed an application for Portuguese residency without Keith's name on the document.
Wasn't that your overnight show back in the day, Portuguese residency?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Portuguese residency. Join me for the overnight music fest.
Taking your calls at the
PR. Sounds like a source on one side of that party.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, good luck to them. Tomorrow is October 1st, and if you haven't watched a spooky movie, now is the time to start. If you need any ideas, People Magazine teamed up with an astrologer to pair Halloween movies with each zodiac sign. If you're on here, should be.
This won't suck. Go ahead.
Very good.
This whole idea.
Do you want me to go 10 to 1 or 1 to whatever that 1 to 12? 12 to 1 or 1 to 12?
If it's astrological, just go in any order. Yeah.
Aries, Friday the 13th. Taurus, Scream. Gemini, Hocus Pocus. Cancer, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Well, F you. That's my sign, and I don't want that for my scary movie.
It's very sweet. You got to show it to your son. Yeah.
I'm not happy.
I think Apple has it.
I didn't want nice. Leo has Halloween Town. I don't even know that one.
I think that's a kid's movie made for Netflix, right?
No, Disney Channel, I think.
Oh, okay.
Virgo is Ghostbusters.
Great film.
That's a good one.
Libra, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Horrible movie.
Scorpio is Halloween, the traditional Halloween.
That seems like a sort of an outlier considering what they've been recommending up to then.
Yeah, that was a real, Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Sagittarius, Beetlejuice. Anyone?
That's
anyone?
Okay.
I like Beetlejuice. It's fine.
Capricorn, the Addams Family. Boo.
Yeah, watch the TV show, you jerks.
Aquarius, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's like a Christmas movie.
Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And Pisces is Casper. Sorry for that.
I'll be watching Casper. I'm Pisces. I'll be watching Casper. Never.
Yeah,
there's a lot of kid movies on that list.
And really, I list heavy today. You know, my apologies.
People magazine start releasing Halloween lists, that means that Hoda Kotb is not in the news.
Yay! All right, we referenced this before, ladies and gentlemen. There is a new Karen in sports fandom, and she might even be worse than her Philly cousin that took the ball from the little child. This Karen is a New York Giants fan, my people.
Good.
And she swiped a Patrick Mahomes headband right out of the hands of a little kid at MetLife Stadium after the Chiefs beat the Giants. Take a look at the video. This is what went down.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And she's right handing now, it to the kid. He's you handing can it to save the kid. £50 per
and
person.
She
that's
grabs.
£200 off for a family of four.
Did we get
Here's
to see
the kid's
her?
Reaction. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the reaction. I mean, God, what are we becoming? God, a headband. Come on.
Who's videotaping this? Is this fake?
Why, you think it's fake?
Well, it looks like the camera's coming from her, and then the camera ends up right on the kid.
Well, I don't know. I'm and not sure. Do you think it's? Are you calling this a conspiracy theory?
I think this is fake.
Really? Roll it again. See what you think.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday, and right now you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
No, you know what it is? It's
slowed down.
No, it's also someone taping from behind because Mahomes is coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it is a stage.
I don't think it's a scam either. I think it's obnoxious. Mm-hmm. So Karen and her man posted a video while they were leaving the game bragging about how Mahomes came right to her to hand her his headband. But the video clearly shows that he was trying to hand it to the kid who was a Kansas City fan. Karen, who was wearing a Giants shirt, had to reach for it. After the internet tore into her, she posted a pretty defiant video that did her no favors. She admitted that maybe the headband was meant for the kid, but she claimed she didn't realize it at the time. BS.
Liar.
Then Karen didn't know this first video existed.
Then she blamed everyone around her for not speaking up and also suggested that we need to make our young boys tougher anyway.
That's great. I love to go to a sporting event and blame people around me. I just like to do that. People.
So that obviously, Rob, made things worse. So she posted a follow-up video with just about all the attitude removed and said she'd like to make it right and get the headband to the kid Mahomes was actually trying to give it to. And, of course, now people are saying she's only sorry because she got caught. And I agree with those people, too. Biatch.
You know what she is? She's garbage.
Yeah, she's garbage. She's a garbage can. Finally today, this guy's interaction with cops could have ended with a light chuckle. Instead, three cops on horseback were riding around Lubbock, Texas last Monday when they saw a guy walking on the street instead of the sidewalk. He seemed suspicious, so they went up and talked to him. They thought he might have drugs on him, so they asked to search his pockets, and he said no. Then one of the cops made a dumb joke that got taken way too seriously.
Okay.
He joked that the horse he was on was a drug-sniffing horse. And the guy, what does the guy do?
What?
He immediately took off running.
Oh, that's bright. Come on.
They have chest cam footage of the whole thing. Officer Tim Trotter, that's his name, William Trotter. Sorry about that.
Yes, of course.
He's the one who made the joke. His partner told a reporter they thought the guy fleeing was also a joke, but he didn't stop. He was really running away. He took off down an alley, but they were on horseback, so they immediately caught up to him. His name, 42-year-old Joseph Ramirez. He's facing charges for evading arrest and tampering with physical evidence. It's not clear if the evidence was drugs or not. Should the cops have chased him? Well, let's take a Gallup poll. Sorry, I got another one. Hold the music off.
Stop the music.
You know what the horseback cop said when he ran away?
What?
Hey! These are just for Rob, Josh. These are just for Rob. But then the horses were taken back to the stable where they turned on their favorite TV show.
They have a favorite TV show?
Yes, they do.
What is it?
Ted Lasso. Thank you.
It was the best horseback arrest since McLeod was on TV.
McLeod? Hey, how you doing, McLeod?
McLeod.
There's nothing better than toasting your new memories naked. Yeah, trust me. Trust me, naked. You heard me. You heard me correctly.
Yeah.
You know, you got to celebrate your memories naked. Get your mind out of the gutter, you nasty boy. I'm talking about Naked Wines.
Yeah, Josh, you nasty boy.
The sponsor of today's showgram, Naked Wines, is a wine club that directly connects you to the best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS for the code and password. I thought you were in here. I thought you were. Are you going to practice?
Yeah, I just realized it's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock. Yeah, you got to beat feet.
He just needs to grab his bottle of Naked Wine.
Love you. There he goes.
I thought for a second you were talking to Jake.
My trash can is banging up against my leg, and I'm like, what fell? And it was the crumb cruncher. Use our code TMOS for the code and the password at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's six bottles for just $39.99. How do they do it? The Naked people bring you an amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in stores. And Ain and simple. A-I-N and simple. Ain and.
Oh, I must have deleted the PL. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple. The wine from Naked Wines is amazing. You've seen me drink it on the show, and every bottle is better than the last. And remember, my first name ain't Baby. It's Mike. And it's O'Mara if you're nasty.
Yeah, you nasty boy.
Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. You must have been sleeping when you did that last night. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in my code and password, TMOS, for both the code and password to get $100 off your first order. That's six bottles of all.
Oh, you nasty boy.
Only $39.99 with shipping including, you know, Jesus. That's $100 off your first six bottles at nakedwines.com. Will you pay more attention to editing this copy for me at late at night when you're doing this and forgetting
did
things?
Not do it late at night.
Was this written before or after the Three Stooges?
This was written way, way before the Three Stooges.
All right, $39.99. Now, the offer today, because I want to piss off those other people that were bitching about it, we are still going full Jerry if you drop us a super chat today.
Yeah.
And I'd like to do it simply to piss the other people off. Worst thing I've ever heard on a podcast. That is absolutely motivated me to do it at least one last time.
And also, he's such a little wimpy guy. He didn't tell us what the other unfunny thing was because you know why? Didn't exist.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's talk about balance, can we? Actually,
sure.
Before we do that, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about Kentucky Fried Chicken. We had a big, long McDonald's thing, but
yeah.
KFC, or do you want to talk about your handyman experience?
I'd like to tell the handyman story because I can play this in beautiful video. I know America is on pins and needles wanting to know where I stand with my television antenna.
Yes.
And I did get, after breaking the first one they sent me, I got a replacement of my huge antenna and I mounted it. And it's great for channels 4 and 5 and channel 20 and all of those, even the Baltimore stations. But I can't get it to get 7
channel
and 9.
Channel 5 is NBC. Channel 20 is CW. Channel 4 is ABC.
5 is Fox.
I'm just kidding. Nobody cares. You mentioned all that. This does go out to the nation, moron.
If you can't get 5, can you get 45?
Yes, I can.
That way, you still have Fox.
I know. From my days, that's out of Baltimore.
Exactly. But there's these four local stations that I really want.
Blang, gang, splash! Changes. Everybody has the numbers, Rob. Everybody has TV numbers, and they're on the
you put them on the network.
Different.
It's part of the Love Network.
I wish I remember the guys that didn't like this, so I could mention them by name.
I don't want to bring his name up.
Say them by.
So,
thank you.
I figured out that if I stripped the parts from the first antenna I got, I could actually put up a simple Yagi antenna that we discussed in the past, the old-fashioned looking one, in a different location, and then put it into the feed. So now I actually have two antennas feeding the TV, and it works great. I get amazing signal everywhere. But to do that, I had to mount another mast, you know, to put the second antenna on.
Hardy. Shiver me timbers.
Are they side by side, or do you have one on each side of the house so you've got, like, ears going up?
One is sort of in the middle of the house, and the other one is on the corner of the deck. We have, like,
two separate eyesores.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, Jim. Tomorrow on the podcast, I will read, not read, but I will deliver
yes.
segments of Winston Churchill speeches.
I love it.
Rob will have the music, mm-hmm. and I will be Winston. Yes. Young Winston, old Winston, World War II Winston.
Sexy tomorrow. Winston.
Sexy Winston.
So I had to mount them. We have like a divider between my deck and my neighbor's deck that's like lattice, right? So you can see through it, but it obscures. And I decided to put the mount on the top of this lattice structure. And when I'm mounting it, I have to go up a ladder and use a small
Hold
ratchet.
Hold up your cleats. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You heard me say, hold up your cleats?
Yeah, hold up your cleats.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't
think for a second, you know, what you should do is tell Michael that in the old days, that would be how we'd see you at WJFK, because your feet would be up on the counter. So yes. When you held the cleats up, it was like the old days. Michael,
Hi,
you're going to be late.
Mr. Home Run Hitter.
What up?
Hi. Congratulations. I played a video of one of your doubles that you had.
Oh, actually.
Say hi to Rob. Would you like to say anything to Rob's son, Robert III?
Happy birthday.
That a boy.
Thank you.
See?
That's very cool of you.
There
Appreciate
you go.
It.
No training. No prodding. Get out of here. You have practice.
I know.
Farewell.
So tired.
So long. You're tired. Yeah. Well, aren't we all?
Yeah, I've been tired since 1978.
Try being my age.
Get bright.
Have?
See you later. Bye.
Yep. All right. So I'm on the ladder with the ratchet. And sadly, I don't know if it's my lack of overall coordination or the fact that I'm up on a stepladder almost to the last rung, I drop the ratchet. It falls. It bounces off the divider. It falls below to the fence that divides our property. And wouldn't you know it, the ratchet falls into my neighbor's yard. And I don't particularly dislike this neighbor, but I don't like talking to him because he makes the smallest small talk of anybody in the world.
Yeah, and you are essentially a shut-in. You are essentially a hermit. You don't like to interact with anybody.
I really don't.
Well, how much will you go out of the way to not talk to him? Are you out there with like a fishing rod and contraptions trying to get it out?
Stick around. You'll find out.
Okay.
So
all right.
I said, you know, the easiest way to retrieve this is not to knock on his door. And I know he's home because he has his car in the driveway. He doesn't use his garage. By the way, I don't trust this guy. Our houses were built at the same time 20 years ago. He still doesn't have an electric door opener. He has to open his door like Howard Cunningham. He has to pick it up and do it.
The garage door.
Yeah, the garage door. And I said, that's not a trustworthy trait. Why would you do that?
You are something else.
Does he pull in the garage to park his car?
No.
Then that's why he hasn't put it on.
Well, you need to have one of those, I think. Anyway, I just don't like that. I would be without.
Let me explain, Josh. You don't know Rob as well as I do or as long. He hates for absolutely no reason. He finds reasons to hate.
I am thinking this story is going to end with a trip to Home Depot to buy a new ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to knock on his door. I'm not going to go down from my house down to the street level and walk around our bank of houses to go into his backyard. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go out my backyard, go right next door, open his gate, go grab it, and be done with it.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think that's really obnoxious. Does he have a gun?
No.
Okay.
So all right. I go to the...
Unless he really dislikes you.
Yeah, if you don't know him that well, what's to say he doesn't own a gun? How do you really know that he doesn't?
I don't know. Robert's always suspected he was a spy.
Okay.
So maybe he has a gun.
Everybody's got a neighbor like that.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a neighbor like that.
So I go to open my back door, and it's all, you know, it's
your back gate.
The gate, you know, it's fenced in.
Got it.
And I forgot that our latch was broken, and I put a screw in to make sure it didn't swing
in. Why don't you put an electric one on it?
You know what? I'd love it. I'd love it.
I got you.
So what I have to do is undo the screw, and I hate every minute of this because this is not advancing the project I set out to do.
So the gate gets such little use that you just screwed it shut?
Yep. I forgot that I did that. And so I took out the screw and the latch that holds it shut. In the old days, it wouldn't shut. Now it's rusted shut. So I have to get a hammer, and it's hard to bang up.
Hold on a second.
What?
Your gate to go outside of that 10-square-foot area is rusted. You have been through that door so few times that it is actually rusted shut that you can't open it?
I think the only time we've used it is to deliver furniture to the basement to avoid steps, or when I one time rented a rototiller and almost killed myself. But this is...
You don't just go out in the back and walk around occasionally?
No, I go out. If I were to do that, I would go out the front door.
Okay.
So I've got a hammer, and I'm trying to bang up on the latch to get it to open. But the problem is that the only place you can hit it with a hammer is about an inch and a quarter exposed, and the hammer is like an inch, so it's delicate. So three hits out of four, I'm not even hitting the latch. I'm just hitting the... So finally, wham, I get it, it swings open. I go next door. His latch is broken too. I can't get into his backyard. So, okay, damn
it. Are you sure it's broken, or is it
maybe locked?
Mike, I could see from my deck it wasn't locked. Okay. But when I pulled down on the little switch, you know, there's like a little thumb thing on the front of it. It's loose. It's not even connected to anything. So I'm thinking that when
it might be a B&E, you know, if you're breaking and entering. You know.
You can't keep getting away with it.
So at this point,
you can't keep getting away with it.
I make the revelation that we all got consumer grade back door latches and they're all broken. So I go back to my house, close my door, never got his open. Hammer the latch back in,
what do
put
you
the
want?
Screw back
hospital
in.
Hospital grade?
Well, I just want something that works. That's not asking all too right. much. Well,
any gate that's out there for 20 years with all this rain and snow is going to, and not touched. Apparently, he never goes out his back gate either.
Well, thanks for the support, gentlemen. And so I go up and I said, what I need to do is look through the fence. Now, the fence is the kind that has like 1x5s, like staggered. So you can sort of see through, but they overlap. You know what I mean?
Could that you get a fence. Coat hanger through there? Could you get a stick?
I went to my garage to see what I had.
This is like the movie The Sandlot, when they're trying to get the ball back.
I really wanted to find like hedge clippers to like, because then you can grab. But I didn't have any hedge clippers because I guess Carrie loaned them to someone.
Hey, that's a curly Larry Moe method of getting them.
Mike, your spy neighbor. Yes. Any chance does he have a camera in that backyard?
If he does, he's going to love this.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, of course.
Is he home?
I think he is.
You don't have any desire to maybe just knock on the door and just say, "Would you mind?" That's,
the whole point is to avoid that. So what I do have in my garage, Mike, is I have a 5-wood, and that's a nice long skinny stick. Because it's a
ratchet. So what kind of purchase will you get on the ratchet?
I thought if I could pull it closer, maybe I could get my fingers in there or something.
Okay. All right, drag it.
It's
a lot of work.
So I put the 5-iron in, 5-wood, and I start dragging it towards the fence. And that's when I realized
5-iron would be a better club.
You're right, don't have it. And so I looked at the base of his side of the fence, and he's got a 4x4 laying down there. So it like covers, I don't know, the bottom of the fence so critters can't get in.
Yeah, it's to stop dogs and animals and stuff. Yeah,
and neighbors. So I pulled, and sadly, the ratchet went about 2 inches under the 4x4. So now it's not only not on my property, it's obscured.
I just love the idea of watching you with this 45-minute process.
And I need a shovel.
And I am
you can dig under the fence.
I didn't get there yet. I was so pissed at this point because it is going on like 25 minutes, and I just wanted to put up the antenna and be done with it.
And you don't want to have any contact with your neighbor.
So I say, ha, I've got an idea. Now, I go into my garage again, and I have, as a gift for my 50th birthday, a friend gave me rope. And they said, you're 50 now, you should have rope. And it was sort of a gag gift, but I have it. So I got the rope, and I have a thing on my keychain where you can put a magnet on your key and a magnet on the chain. So when you put it together, they clasp, but you can take the key off easy, right? So it's a magnetic thing for holding your key onto your keychain. I take the magnet off the key, and I tie it to the rope, okay? And I go back up on the ladder because I want to see where it lands.
How antisocial are you?
And I throw the rope over, and I did tie the rope to the ladder so I don't, like, lose the rope. And it falls in the grass way too far. I can't get it. And it's also like a nylon rope, so it has an inherent stiffness to it. So it doesn't, like, so all I pull it up and I try.
Oh, my God.
I throw it again, nothing. Left, nothing. To the right, nothing. I throw it, and it's too far. But this time, it's perfectly in line with where the ratchet is. So inch by inch, I pull the rope a little bit at a time so the magnet is dragging across his grass.
Does the magnet have enough power to hold onto the ratchet?
No one knows at this point.
All right.
It doesn't sound like it.
As I get close, I hear clink, and it was the magnet grabbing onto the ratchet. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is great.
Yeah, okay. But that doesn't mean it can support the weight.
I know. So I pull it up. And do you remember that 4x4?
Yeah, it was trapping the ratchet underneath it. I'm into this story. I'm paying attention.
It brought the ratchet up to about a 45-degree angle, and then I lost it. And so I go back to the golf club. And luckily, the part that's under the 4x4 is not where the nut is, the ratchet attachment. It's the flat part.
Has the sun gone down yet?
It's going down, and here, you're going to love this.
Well explained, Bob Vila.
It's starting to sprinkle. And I really wanted to get this project done.
I agree, Jim. Rob likes people.
So then...
Can you imagine being that much of a hermit that you're doing anything in your power to avoid human contact?
So now I go at this rakish angle. I've got to go down the ladder, go down the basement, get the golf club. And I just am able to get... The ratchet is nut side up. And so I'm able to sort of catch it. And because the golf club has like the rubber handle on it for people to hold it, it has just enough
grip.
Yeah. I push it out just like two inches.
This is like when you talk about things, sometimes it's like English is a third language.
No, golf clubs is a third language for me, language. Mm-hmm. And I get it. And Mike, it's got a little bit of drag, but after four or five pokes, I get it clear of the 4x4.
Okay.
So now it's back up the stairs, out on the deck,
You're
up on the ladder.
You're going to do the magnet again?
Yes. And Mike, I throw it down into the grass, drag it back, clink, got it.
Yeah.
Hold it up.
Uh-huh.
Gentle.
Uh-huh.
I got it. I used the magnet and it worked. And so I continue to tighten the bolt. And here's something you'll appreciate.
He got it. He doesn't have to have human contact with one of his neighbors, ladies and gentlemen.
Was
Carrie proud of you that night?
No. She was happy that now we get Channel 50 so she can watch Judge shows. But I drop the ratchet again, but this time it fell on my deck.
Oh, very good. And the project was completed.
The project is complete. And when
congratulations, Rob. That's wonderful
news.
Neighbor
has no clue.
No, the neighbor never did have a clue. And the last thing is, this is exciting. When I went to put the cover back on the grill as I'm reassembling the deck, I find a frog. And I'm wondering, how does a frog get on my deck? And I said, he's one hell of a jumper.
There
was a grill frog on my deck.
And the frog had a ratchet in his hands.
Now, that's right. I didn't talk to the frog either.
Take your magnet and go down into the music. And on the magnet, grab the Charlie's Choice theme for the magnet. And then we will start the Charlie's Choice commercial.
Hope it doesn't fall
into your neighbor's backyard. Hey, caffeine junkies, Charlie's Choice coffee is still awesome. And you can reorder or subscribe for some right now.
When?
Now.
Okay.
Don't just drink coffee, experience it. You got to have coffee. So we want to give you the best. Try pairing it with beef tallow or Snackwell cookies.
What? You remember Snackwell cookies, Mike. They had fake fat that gave you intestinal urgency.
Beef tallow.
Yeah, and that's what they cook the fries in at McDonald's. Oh, they used to. It's not healthy.
When his own copy catches him off guard.
I forget.
Try pairing it with beef tallow or Snackwell cookies or even a huge bundle of fresh dill. It goes with everything.
It does.
Charlie's Choice is available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription to drink your cup of Joe with dill and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend is the best and freshest coffee you can find. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, where they say, what coffee will go with beef tallow? So support small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie today. But unlike Charlie, make sure you don't drink it while making sweet love to a mysterious woman from your past. He had to be high when he wrote this.
Mike, I did this immediately after the show yesterday. I was straight as an arrow.
Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice because
it's good to the last sip.
Charlie's Choice. Da, 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 da.
Josh
Rocha, we have a – thank you. Shut up, Charlie. We've got a opportunity to go deep into your TVs to find something special to watch. Mr. Sirocco has actually gone into the tube of you.
Mm-hmm. This is the perfect timing because I got pulled into watching TikTok clips about a TV show that was taking place in New Zealand. And okay. I got into it so much on TikTok that I had to find the show, and I started awesome. Watching it on YouTube.
Now, that's why they put it up there. That's why they do it. It's like why we put clips up on our show, too. We want people to get in.
Watch it on TikTok. Are they brief clips? Are they scenes?
They're brief clips. They're
scenes. Okay.
And what's perfect, so this show is called Taskmaster.
Okay.
And I'm watching Taskmaster NZ for New
Zealand.
Say
Taskmaster again.
Taskmaster.
There you go.
Here I even tried to copy before knowing this would come, or not practice, not copy. Practice to get it right.
I get it. I understand.
But here's what this show is.
Yes.
This show is, they take five comedians, and they're on the show for the whole season. So I'm like six episodes in. And what they do is they bring, they have tasks that each comedian has to do, and a competition for who can do it the fastest.
Have you heard of any of these comedians?
No,
or are they all New Zealand comedians?
They're all New Zealand people.
But I like Down Under comedians. Yeah, I like them.
I did enough of a Google to be like, why is this show not in America? And they tried one season on Comedy Central, and apparently we ruined it. Apparently we couldn't do it.
Well, the very fact they put it on Comedy Central ruined it.
Well, apparently Comedy Central ruined it. But basically, you go into this room, and there's an envelope that says what your task is, and you have to solve it the way you interpret the sentence. So you read the sentence, and then you have to do what that is, and there's just a deadpan guy there that's there to be your assistant, and it could be something like hang up this antenna dish or get this wrench out of the neighbor's yard. And you watch the different comedians struggle to do the activity.
Do they make an effort to do it in a comedic way?
They make an effort to do it in a comedic way, but it's all set up in like this is a strange activity. Like you have to kick a soccer ball from the room you're in out like three rooms and into a trailer down the street in the least number of kicks.
Oh, okay.
So whoever gets the least number of kicks, so you'll see the comedians try to blow the ball or roll with the ball to try to not count it as a kick and try to interpret the rules to get an advantage.
Does the monotone guy, does he tell them if they're violating the rules?
They can ask him questions and he'll say yes or no, but he's very deadpan and he can be their assistant if needed. And it's very hard to describe.
But it's not overdubbed, right?
It's not overdubbed. And then it's the comedians talking about the task and the struggle they had with the task while it was happening. It's the Australian accent, so we're all used to that accent.
By the way,
so
the Down Under, and I base it on Australia more than New Zealand because the Australian Today Show is so superior to our Today Show. Very, very.
Taskmaster, New Zealand comedy.
Yes, with the YouTube and the clicking and the dragging and the dropping.
Thank you, Dr. Roll. So, Josh, you give it a 10 Sirocas?
I've watched six episodes in the past 2 days.
Can you tell us more of the tasks? Because I'm curious.
Yeah, tasks like they go in the room. I'm watching season six, which is the most recent season.
The best one, people say.
When you go in the room and there's a hot air balloon close to the ground tied to like some tissues. And the note says to get it through the hole in the wall and get the balloon into a cup that's way too small for the balloon.
So how big is the balloon?
You said it was a hot air balloon. I picture something people are going to get engaged in.
Helium. Sorry, I meant helium.
Oh, helium. No, helium. Big balloon. Difference between helium and hot air, Josh.
Yes, there is.
Remember the end of The Wizard of Oz when they all went home on the helium balloon?
You know, wow. I should have brought a clip, but I didn't think we'd get to it today. I'll bring a clip tomorrow.
Maybe bring a clip tomorrow. I like. And do you like it because of the interest in watching the tasks more or the comedy of it?
It's comedians, and it's five comedians that no one knows because they're New Zealand people who probably aren't even big over there.
Sure.
But they do a good job interacting and It's funny because of the comedians.
Any female comedians?
Taskmaster. Yeah, I think it's
two
men, three
female. Are you
going to
ask any more questions while I'm trying to manage the time of the show? Are you looking at the clock on the wall? There's a wild card game today, you know?
Mike, I just enjoy spending time with my friends.
I understand. Can you bring us a clip tomorrow, please?
I'll bring a clip tomorrow for you. And you can determine if it's a stupid show I'm watching.
It sounds interesting.
Well, it is stupid, but if it's entertaining.
That's wonderful. Yes, September ends and suddenly real clothing comes back into play.
True.
Rob has not had real pants on all summer long, ladies
and gentlemen. Even yesterday when I was on the deck, I was wearing some sort of mock pants.
Mock pants, because then you didn't want to interact with your neighbor to see those pants.
No, exactly.
Real clothes, back into play. Luckily, Fair Harbor makes the switch feel easy. This podcast is brought to you by Fair Harbor. 'Tis autumn. Your days of tossing on a t-shirt and shorts are done, but keeping your wardrobe easy is year-round. Fair Harbor's fall essentials give you the freedom to layer up or down, so you're set for wherever the day takes you. Grab their best-selling tees, soft layers, and pants that work with everything. And it doesn't get much better than Fair Harbor's Horizon pants with their soft fabric and four-way stretch. Josh and I wore our Fair Harbor swim trunks. His TV commercial was much better than mine this summer.
I liked them both.
Plus, Fair Harbor was founded to protect the places you love. Since launching, this lifestyle brand has repurposed over 37 million plastic bottles into buttery soft essentials made for every day. Join their mission and return the favor to the planet. I promise you, you'll love Fair Harbor. Head to fairharborclothing.com/Mike and use code Mike for 20% off your order. Once again, that's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/Mike for 20% off. And make sure you use our promo code Mike so they know that I sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Oh, love makes it happen, Mike. It's love. That's probably the worst jingle WLS ever ran.
I think so. I don't care for it.
Mike, today the beautiful video segment is brought to you by Super Sugar Crisp.
Ah.
Sugar Bear presents the Jackson 5.
Hi, Michael.
There's a Jackson 5 hit record on each specially marked box of Super Sugar Crisp and new Super Orange Crisp.
Super Orange Crisp.
I don't remember it.
I don't either. Super Orange Crisp, Rob. I'd like to wrap my tonsils around that.
Yeah, I don't think it's too sweet. That was the magic of it. But if you ever thought that
it wasn't good, because it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Yeah, very brief.
You know, Motown had a reputation for making their 45 RPM singles out of cheap plastic, so they'd wear out and you'd have to rebuy them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. You don't see a lot of old Motown discs floating around because they wore out. But I can only imagine the better thing than a worn out Motown disc would be a cardboard record that you cut off of a box of cereal. That must have sounded good.
I remember that kind of crap that they were selling during my day.
Did you ever have Mad Magazine had a cardboard record called It's a Gas?
Nope.
That was people burping.
Really?
Yeah, I'll play it for you tomorrow, perhaps.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, you talked about McDonald's. I promise there's some action going on in the world of fried chicken, and it's Colonel Sanders. Apparently, there's only one Sanders heir that still has the Sanders name, and he's upset because he said that KFC is sexualizing Colonel Sanders in their recent ad campaign, and he doesn't like it, so he complained about it, and he got blocked by KFC on social media for making a big deal about it. So here he is to talk about it. It's amazing how much he sounds like his uncle.
Take one. Quiet, please. Recording.
That's the real Harlan.
What? I found a way to cook. Take two. I found a way to cook extra crisp.
There he is.
Come on over. It's
always funny.
You're right.
It's
funny.
Entirely different.
It's entirely different.
It's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger licking good.
Thank you, Colonel. Here's the real nephew. The thing that's so great about this, he releases what he says is the KFC recipe, and I question a lot of the ingredients.
I already posted this once, but I'm going to do it again because people missed it. Kentucky Fried Chicken has blocked me on social media. For those who are new, I'm Colonel Sanders' great-great-great-nephew. I'm the last Sanders in his family line.
Great-great-great.
It does not mean I'm the last family member in his family line. My page has been dedicated for many years to upholding Colonel Sanders' legacy and the Kentucky Fried Chicken history, and that involves more than just Kentucky Fried Chicken, but all the fast food restaurants my family was involved with.
Sorry, you can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
They blocked me for upholding his true history to let people know who
he's wearing a Colonel
was.
Sanders
and
tie.
They blocked me for calling out their advertising team as weird, disrespectful, and disgusting. Over the last decade, they have sexualized my uncle for marketing purposes. They have encouraged fans to sexualize him as well. I cannot and will not support a company that does that.
Exactly.
My response to Kentucky Fried Chicken blocking me is, do you want to know how to make their chicken?
Yes.
Truly, genuinely.
Okay, Mike, check out these ingredients.
All right.
Sage, I buy that. Cloves, don't buy that. Nutmeg, don't buy that. Cinnamon, don't buy that. Red pepper or cayenne pepper, okay. Coriander, yes. Ginger, no. Garlic powder, yes. White pepper, yes. Black pepper, yes. And cardamom, which I don't know, but those, doesn't that sound like it would be a sweeter chicken?
I think you have to try it, Rob.
You know, I will.
Rob, I think you have to try this recipe.
Okay, I will.
Do they give? Does he give you anything more than just the ingredients?
Yeah, he does.
Their chicken. This recipe I put together through facts. There is a lot of ingredients on here that could be proven through public information. I gathered all that together and broke it down for you in several videos on my YouTube channel. So let Kentucky Fried Chicken deny this. If they do, I'll say, prove it. I have facts and receipts to back up my recipe. Show us what yours is. The other ingredients on this list that cannot be proven through public information is from my cousins on Lee Cummings' side. Because Cousin Lee was the nephew that knew the recipe, not
right.
Joe Lettington. Not that bullcrap that was leaked in 2016. Lee Cummings, nephew of Colonel Sanders, the colonel's sister's son, knew what the recipe was.
God.
This was proven because he was sued in court for knowing the recipe.
This whole thing is way too serious to me.
I think it's get a life, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
but
really.
I think you need to try it.
That means I got to get out my pressure cooker because you have to make KFC in a pressure cooker.
I'd say you're right, though, about some of those ingredients.
Does it sound right?
Cloves?
Yeah, cloves. You know what? That's closer to my fruitcake recipe than it is to a chicken recipe.
Weird. But give it a whack, maybe.
I will.
See what happens.
Is this one of the situations where the rest of the Sanders family wants nothing to do with this kid?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like there's a lot. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of the Sanders family left.
No, there's women. There's women left.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Sanders name.
Well, if he's being pushed away by the rest of his family, he should get a job in the Trump cabinet.
Now, Mike, there's trouble in Ohio. I forget. Do you love Ohio? You do love Ohio.
Oh, do I ever?
But the drivers in Ohio, I can't believe that this is enough of a problem that they had to release a news story to try to correct it.
Despite multiple crashes and reminders, in Ohio are still making some dangerous moves behind the wheel.
And they're deciding to get to their exits at the very last second. NBC4's Eric Halperin shows us it has been happening here in central Ohio and in other parts of the state, too.
The Ohio Department of Transportation says there is no excuse for this kind
for
of
dressing.
Driving. If you're close to missing your exit, ODOT is urging you to just take the next one. It'll be safer for you and everyone around you. Dangerous behavior on Ohio interstates.
There's no excuse for putting people in harm's way just so you can avoid maybe a 2 or 3 minute detour.
Just this month, a truck carrying watermelons came to a sudden stop on a highway in the Cincinnati area. The reason? A car slowed down and crossed several lanes of traffic to get to an exit they were about to pass.
No watermelons were hurt. But the
watermelon
fact
juice!
People are stopping on interstates because they miss exits. This is just stupidity. So, yeah. Ohio, get your ass together.
Come on, Ohio. All right, we got time for one more, Rob Spiewak.
Let's close with this. I know you got a baseball game to watch. Mike, teachers have kids, and kids say the darndest things.
You coughed, and you said the reason you cough was what?
Morning sickness.
Morning sickness. So, do you have morning sickness?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? You know who have morning sickness? Pregnant women. Are you a pregnant woman? So you don't have morning sickness. You just got the sniffles, okay? Bye.
Teachers are the best and kids are the best.
I love that. No, there's plenty of time for the game, Rob. I just, I'm just doing my usual thing. That's what I'm doing. Just keeping us disciplined every single day.
And I was out of things anyway, so it's a good time.
I want to thank everybody for the Super Chats. Much appreciated, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Tomorrow, who knows? We might actually do that. I was toying with the idea of maybe just bursting into tears. every time we get
a Don't
super
do that, because you know how you lose yourself.
I know.
You commit, and then you're crying.
Thank you for everything, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Sox, Red Sox Nation, for Josh Hiroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Happy birthday, my boy. I love you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If it'll help the show, I can get even fatter.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it! Shut up!